Water supply returns to Chinese city. Authorities have reconnected running water in Harbin, the city in northeast China that had its supply cut off because of a huge chemical spill in the nearby Songhua River. According to China's Xinhua news agency, the pumps were turned on at 6 p.m. local time on November 27th. People no longer have to stand in line in freezing conditions for water rations. The city's 3.8 million people had been without water for more than 4 days following the dumping of 100 tons of benzene into the river on November 22nd. Exposure to the colourless and toxic chemical can cause anemia, various forms of cancer and blood disorders, as well as liver and kidney damage. The spill is an embarrassment to President Hu Jintao's government because of its pledge to protect the environment. In an attempt to reassure the inhabitants of his populous city that the water was safe to drink, the provincial governor of Harbin, Zhang Zujue, took a few sips of boiled water that had come from the tap of a local resident's house. Mr. Zujue promised 4 days ago that he would be first to sample the water following the supply's reconnection. He said, "I took the first drink to fulfill the government's solemn promise. It was also meant to reassure the public and dispel their worries." However, he could not totally allay public fears, as he advised people not to drink the water unboiled until the benzene was fully flushed from water pipes. Meanwhile, the 50-kilometer-long toxic slick is meandering towards Siberia, where it will threaten the Russian city of Khabarovsk in about 2 weeks.